USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Last-minute holiday travelers are packing airports nationwide, causing considerable congestion. On Christmas Eve, there were more than 100 cancellations and a number of delays, but today's statistics have surpassed those figures, with just over 1,300 delays and 140 cancellations reported. That is creating significant travel disruptions. Despite the dashed hopes for a white Christmas across much of the country, there are still areas where snow is anticipated today. Meteorologists indicate that a storm, which began forming on Saturday, is set to bring wintry conditions to more than half a dozen states. Anticipated snow accumulations range from 1 to 3 inches in northern Arizona, parts of New Mexico, higher elevations of central Utah, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and northwestern Minnesota. In the Colorado Mountains, snowfall could reach depths exceeding a foot. In Bethlehem, Christmas carries a heavy heart this year amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza. The traditional Christmas Day events and concerts have been called off, leaving Manger Square deserted and guarded by security forces. The usual festive atmosphere in Jesus' birthplace has given way to sorrow, dampening the typically lively town during this season. New details are out regarding who is donating money to the re-election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. Residents of America's 10 most expensive zip codes have donated a total of just over $7.5 billion to the Biden campaign and the Biden Victory Fund this year, or roughly $930 a person. I'm Tim Berg.
And Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has reported a false crime at her home on Christmas, marking the latest occurrence in a series of swatting incidents targeting her. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on between Israel and Hamas.
This amidst newer reports of Palestinian deaths in a refugee camp, reportedly linked to Israeli airstrikes. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It would not allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. The Egyptian proposal also allows for Hamas to remain, which Israel considers a non-starter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Here's an example of the increased cost of living over the years during the holidays. In the 1990 film Home Alone, 8-year-old Kevin McAllister made a trip to a grocery store while his family was away in Europe. He purchased items such as a half gallon of milk, orange juice, a microwavable TV dinner, macaroni and cheese, a loaf of bread, dryer sheets, laundry detergent, toilet paper, saran wrap, and a bag of toy soldiers. With the benefit of a $1 coupon, he paid $19.83. Nowadays, that same assortment of items would set you back approximately $57. In the upcoming months, two American companies are gearing up to dispatch unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface, marking an historic milestone as the first private companies to achieve such a feat. Both projects are supported by funding from NASA. Astrobotic, headquartered in Pittsburgh, aims to launch next month, with Houston-based Intuitive Machines following suit a month later. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.